观众朋友，大家好，欢迎收看《新唐人北美新闻》。美国神韵国际艺术团在南美的阿根廷热演之际，二十日，神韵的纽约艺术团也在加拿大开启新一年北美巡回的演出旅程。加拿大的联邦和省市三级政要都为此发出了贺信。请看本台记者在当地的报道。
这里是加拿大第六大城市密西沙加市，今天晚上美国神韵纽约艺术团就将在我身后的密西沙加表演艺术中心拉开2013年度北美巡回首场演出的序幕。同去年一样，神韵将在这个城市演出4天5场。尽管这只是密西沙加第三年演出神韵，不过神韵天下第一秀的美名早就传遍了加拿大这个枫叶之国。
曾在2010年看过演出的密西沙加市长、92岁高龄的麦考莲女士再一次为神韵发出了贺信，信中说，神韵艺术团肩负着复兴5000年中华神传文化的使命，秉承善良、尊严、礼仪、智慧和真诚，在全世界传播着中华古老文化的精神核心价值。5000年的历史将通过这些非凡舞蹈家的表演在现实中再现，演出将会把中华文化的精髓带给观众。这名在位时间超过了30年的传奇市长说，我赞扬神韵艺术团艺术家们对中华文化的热诚，以及将中国文化在全世界范围内传播。密室所在省份的反对党领袖胡达克也连续多年发出了贺信，他说，安大略省非常荣幸能够再次有机会举办这场国际性的艺术盛事。神韵艺术团的演出每一年都会让与家人朋友一同来观赏的观众们倍感惊奇和赞叹。而联邦自然资源部长奥利弗就代表加拿大政府向演出主办方表达最热烈的祝贺。他在信中说，神韵通过壮观的演出弘扬5000年的中国古典舞和音乐，以此启迪着全世界的人们。神韵的每一个节目都贯穿着善良、勇气与希望的普世主题。今年1月，中国新年除夕前，神韵也在密西沙加表演艺术中心上演过5场，5场都全部爆满，最后几场甚至一票难求。而这一次的票房也非常的火爆。
据不完全统计吧，总体上90%的票应该出去了，但是今天的星期四的票呢，卖的现在呢已经应该超过95%了，而且高价票呢都已经售罄了。
今晚的演出既是神韵在加拿大8个城市巡回的第一站，也是在北美60多个城市200多场演出的开始。那么全新的节目将带给观众怎样的感受呢？当演出结束后，我们将带您直击现场。新唐人记者邱明，加拿大密西沙加报道。
20号晚，观众期待的美国神韵纽约艺术团北美巡回首场演出在加拿大东部的密西沙加市赢得了开门红。在圣诞节的前夕，人们有幸欣赏到这场世界顶级的艺术盛宴，观众难以掩饰心中的激动。我们来看从现场发来的报道。
星期四的密西沙加气温突然下降了好几度，但严寒丝毫没有阻挡观众欣赏神韵的热情。神韵北美巡回的第一场演出就全场爆满，一套全新的节目再次登上表演艺术中心的舞台，带给观众全新的震撼。
It's absolutely wonderful. It's beautiful. The costumes are so beautiful. All the dancers are so well trained. Very, very athletic. A lot of flips. A lot of full aerials, you know, full walkovers with no hands and beautiful splits and lovely pointed feet. I mean, it's wonderful. It's just wonderful to be here.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. The posturing, the positions specific to Chinese dance are captured. The training is beautiful. The flexibility.
I thought it would be a wonderful dance event, but now I find that it's so much more. The athleticism, the spirituality,There's a great message, and the singing was just above and beyond.
The soprano, when she hit that last note, oh my goodness, the entire theater was just reverberating. It was just shaking. It was so powerful.
舞台上鼓声隆隆，长袖飘飞，从《水浒传》中的好汉到最游月宫的唐玄宗，从蒙古草原到雪域高原，
神韵这一台演绎着中华五千年神传文明的大戏，令观众如痴如醉。
I think it's wonderful to see that it's being so proudly displayed. I think that's great. And I think China's a very diverse country. I think a lot of people have the misconception that Chinese culture is just sort of one culture, but it's really not. It's many, many cultures in China and the history and tradition of China. It's a very spiritual message. I think it's a message of love and a message of hope and a message of friendship.
That's all part of the Chinese style that is telling a beautiful history and representing national values as well as traditional, the Mongolian bulls and the poles with the fighting. It is a first-class production and, of course, worthy of international touring.
It's a very complete experience, and I hope that a lot of Mississauga citizens, and I'm sure they will come to the show and really enjoy it.
在接下来的三天，美国神韵纽约艺术团还将在表演艺术中心上演四场。据主办方介绍，剩下的票已经不多了，甚至有观众在询问周末两天加座位的可能性。看起来，想要看演出的观众要赶紧买票才行了。新唐人记者邱明，加拿大密西沙加报道。
2013年美国神韵纽约艺术团的北美巡回首场演出在加拿大密西沙加市拉开帷幕。20日晚首场演出爆满，恰逢圣诞前夕，很多人都把观看神韵作为庆祝圣诞节的方式。而神韵演出中精湛的中华文化艺术内涵，让不同族裔背景的观众获得美好的享受和启迪。
It was the best show I have seen in years.
神韵是乌克兰后裔巴萨拉巴和80多岁高龄的母亲收到的圣诞礼物，他们非常喜欢。
Every section, every segment of the show was fabulous. It was fantastic. The animation was unbelievable. You had people jumping out of the screen, and the effects of the earthquake was tremendous. It was wonderful. The production was wonderful. Everyone enjoyed it.And the part with the handkerchiefs, the pink handkerchiefs that the dancers used, the women, fabulous. The way the women moved on stage was unbelievable.
神韵。
同样看神韵庆圣诞的还有伊朗裔移民巴拉泽西一家。读音乐教育本科专业的女儿尼奥洛发对中西合璧的神韵交响乐团印象深刻。
I believe that it brings such an elevated culture just from the sounds, and there was elegance to the music, and it shows from just the way the music and then transfer to the dancing.
从历史到现实，神韵演出让尼奥洛发的父亲受到超越国界的启迪。
They bring them the tradition, what is the history, and how they have to go back and learn from the past.How to we can harmonize together? You know what I mean? How to tolerate each other and how to believe in that the truth and honesty. Yes.
他们一家人都太喜欢神韵了。
I just enjoy the show, music, dance, costumes, history, and story of the some everything.
他们想告诉更多人，一定不要错过神韵演出。新唐人记者史清，加拿大密西沙加报道。
今年是美国神韵艺术团连续第七年登上加拿大的舞台，而观赏神韵早已成为当地主流社会的时尚。20日首次在密西沙加市观赏了神韵纽约艺术团精彩演出的观众表示，明年一定还要再来观赏。
当晚的观众来自不同的行业，但说起神韵都赞叹不已。
It was gorgeous. It just everything, the costumes, the performance, they're so talented. Like I was just thinking about myself trying to do something like that and my knees and my back hurts just thinking about it.
I thought it was spectacular. I thought the costumes and the presentation and the music were fabulous.
Really loved the show. It was very original. The costumes were very meticulously done. Very beautiful choreographies as well and the stories behind them.
尤其是神韵中国古典舞的高难度技巧，更是让他们叹服。
Well, just the capability. I mean, there were just like feather in the air. It was unbelievable. And the fabrics that looked like they were spinning the fabrics was something I've never seen before.
Especially the bowl dance. I would say very high level of endurance and, as I said, choreography was beautiful. And the technique was absolutely distinguishable, amazing.
而演出的精神内涵也令这些西方人深受启迪.
That rang through in most of the events was one of freedom and spirituality and an attempt to persevere despite oppression. And I think that that was inspiring not only to the Chinese culture, but also to us Canadians as well.
All the different dances and even the opera songs that they were talking about, how there is goddess and there is some things divine, and they actually are always looking after us, and don't be fooled by what you can see, because there is beyond that.
When you see all the goddess and all the godness coming down and talking to humans and mixing with them and helping them to go through life and fix whatever the problems that they go through, that's inspiring.
看过今年的神韵，人们已经等不及看明年的演出了。
The audience is feeling like there has to be much more, and we look forward. It's interesting to know that there will be a new event with new features, dancers, and dances.
And I would love to see what's awaiting us next year.
新唐人记者邱明，加拿大密西沙加报道。
观众朋友，大家好，欢迎收看新唐人北美新闻。美国神韵艺术团每年的全球巡回演出已经成为世界一文界的一大盛事。神韵有三个同等规模的大型表演艺术团和交响乐团，将从12月20日开始2013年度在北美的巡回演出。节目的开始，我们先来看一看神韵艺术团近期的演出行程。
神韵的三个演出团将以2013年度全新的节目，从12月20日起展开在北美的巡回演出。其中，神韵纽约艺术团率先在加拿大登场，12月20日到23日在多伦多附近的密西沙加演出5场，之后在加拿大首都渥太华演出，之后继续加拿大的巡回演出之旅。神韵的另一个演出团神韵巡回艺术团，今年的首场演出将于12月22日。 在俄亥俄州的科利夫兰拉开帷幕，之后神韵巡回艺术团将来到加州，从12月26日开始，在圣地亚哥地区演出，并从明年1月起到北加州的沙加缅度和圣何西继续巡回演出。目前正在南美洲阿根廷演出的神韵国际艺术团，12月26日将来到美国德州的休斯顿演出10场。
之后到达拉斯亚特兰大和佛罗里达等地继续巡回演出。关于神韵艺术团的详细演出行程，可以到网站神韵.com查询。自2007年起，新唐人举办汉服回归系列活动，如大赛、走秀等，在时尚界掀起了一股优雅汉服风。为了让更多人了解正统汉服之美，
新唐人现在又将汉服搬上了伸展台，让时尚的上班族也来体验汉服的魅力。现在是唐朝的起胸舞裙，展开衣袖，散发优雅气质。不过走起台步好像有点生涩，他们可都是第一次上台走秀的素人，在老板的带领下参加体验汉服活动。短短4天培训，从埋首于压力的上班族摇身一变。
成为一位散发古典气质的佳人。穿上汉服让我觉得整个气质都变了，就是变得更典雅、更柔和，不像现代的女生因为工作繁忙而就是动作会比较大一点。
穿这套服装可以感受到，真的古人他们其实在做任何动作都其实是非常优雅，不像我们现代人一样，我们现代人的步调是比较急促一点。那其实古代人是非常的缓慢，
你会发现到是那种自信是由。 由自己体内散发出来的，而不是因为衣着的关系。让我也体验到，就是说什么是叫做规矩，那个规矩的力量真的很大。
虽然没有参与走秀，婚纱公司总监曾立成也倾倒在汉服的魅力下，还特别派员工来挑战画出古典的妆容。
已经从事婚纱造型7年的郑怡君说，这是她第一次画真正古典的彩妆。
这一次这个汉服的挑战呢，真的是从头到脚完全都不一样，从头发然后到妆。古时候他们彩妆呢没有太多的科学染料，只有最天然的素材，所以只有粉红色，连整个修容呢到眼影、腮红、口红全部都是粉红色的。
我们也希望说能够借由这次的活动，一起来这个寻回我们源远流长的汉服传统之美。
长期推广正统汉服文化的新唐人电视台，现在又结合伸展台的概念，邀集各行各业的朋友一起体验穿汉服，也在学习的过程中了解正统中华文化的内涵及古典之美。新唐人亚太电视卢天长、李晶晶，台湾台北采访报道。